I'm Matt here, founder of this Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about meet and greets at the parks, and also we're going to be talking a little bit about the Disney Cruise Line and how that kind of changes, because Matt's done a few of them in the past. But as far as meet and greets go, they seem to be getting more and more popular, lots of people posting about them. The wait times, when I've been looking on the app recently where I've been booking fast passes, the queues for them seem to be larger than some of the rides. And I'm going to be honest, I can't really remember ever going and doing a meet and greet. I did get a photograph of Stitch on the last trip, because he literally was walking right past me, and I managed to kind of say hello and grab a photograph of him, because there was no line or any queue. Or again, I remember getting a high five off of Spider-Man as he was going to his meet and greet in Universal Studios. But every time I go into the parks, I'd maybe wait a couple of minutes, but I wouldn't wait hours to go do a meet and greet. I don't know about you.
Oh, God. It reminds me of horrible memories of when I first met Anna and Elsa. I waited for 6 hours, because that was when the movie first came out. And yeah, they had to get tickets out. That's how popular they were.
It's really strange. It's like, for me, especially human characters, that's even worse for me, because I look at them and it's like, you're just dressed up as them. It's just a pure adultness of doing it. I will be honest, I was looking at the fast passes the other day and noticing that, like, I don't think the launch bay has very long queues. And I did kind of say, kind of cool to get a photograph with Chewbacca or Kylo Ren. But if it's anything more than 5-10 minutes, I just don't think I'd do it.
When I went, it was 10 minutes for Kylo Ren and Chewbacca. So I just quickly just did both.
Yeah, I think I probably might just do that. But it's very popular. They're extremely difficult sometimes to get in. And like I said, I don't know. So the queue's kind of sliding now, but meeting the princesses is still what, and meeting Mickey and meeting the main characters is still very, very, very long.
There is one thing about Mickey I wanted to bring up. Yeah. And it's the fact that they're removing the talking Mickey from Main Street over budget issues. And I think that's wrong.
The only thing from that is, I'm wondering if it's just taking too long because he's talking to people. And I'm wondering if that might
be. It was that, and the other reason I heard was because parents were getting confused why he was only talking in that location and not in others. So
yeah,
they're like, we're just going to remove it to make it simpler. But I think having characters like Mickey, Donald, and Minnie talk makes more of the experience if they were to roll it out across different sections of the park.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's very, very tricky. I can see why that they have that issue of just what's going on with it already. I mean, I'm just looking here now on the My Disney Experience app just to see what some of the kind of cues are for this kind of thing. Here we go, characters. I mean, it's just this kind of weird thing, really, of just, I don't know, it's very popular, but it just does not feel for me.
Yeah, when I was a kid, when I first went to Disney World, characters were more walking outside. They weren't really in lines other than Mickey.
Yeah.
Because you could just see, like, Prince John or Robin Hood just walking about Main Street and just bump into them, say hi, get an autograph. But now, because more people go to the parks, they're forced to do more lines everywhere. Mm. So it kind of ruins the whole bumping into the Disney characters thing that you used to have at the parks, but they have that now at the cruise.
Mm. I mean, looking here at some of the queues, like Launch Bay, as of right now, this second, it's 10-minute wait for Launch Bay, sort of meeting BB-8 and Kylo Ren. Celebrity Spotlight, 15 minutes. And as I'm sliding up, Meet and Surrender, Cinderella's 25-minute, Mickey Mouse 25 minutes, Meet and Disney Powers at Epcot 30 minutes. But that's quite good. I like the fact of Epcot where you can see it through the glass, whereas everyone gets to meet a few different characters at the same time.
Yeah, that works. And especially in Epcot where they have the Epcot character spot where you can meet four characters in one line.
Yeah. I mean, Anna and Elsa and Rapunzel and Tatiana are 35 minutes. Also, Tinkerbell is 35 minutes. Ariel is 40 minutes. Disney characters in Animal Kingdom is up to 40 minutes. Mickey and Minnie are 40 minutes, 45 minutes at Hollywood Studios. See how it's getting sort of longer. That's the longest one of them all. But yeah, it's... And the only other thing as well is I do think Disney miss out by not doing enough new stuff quicker. Because I always feel like...
Was no meet and greets for Coco at all. There was just a wooden puppet in Paris. Yes,
that's what I was going to say. Paris did actually have... They had like a meet and greet kind of thing, which I think was awesome. And I love the fact that Paris got it as well. Because, you know, I love stuff going to Paris. And, you know, it's like, obviously with The Incredibles coming up, you think that would make a lot of sense. I know the Avengers and the Marvel stuff is always a little bit tricky because of the rules of Florida, so it's a little bit easier at Paris or thing.
On the cruise ships. How they get away with it, because it's technically on the sea. They can get away with it.
Yeah, so I'm hoping we see a little bit more of that. I mean, Star Wars is now just a permanent thing. Having seen the wait times, I am going to go do that. I will make an exception and be like, nope, next time we go, because there's not else a lot to do at Hollywood Studios.
First, like, what, four rides, that's it?
Yeah, I know. I've got to book my fast passes tomorrow for Hollywood Studios, and it's a little bit like, okay, so Star Tours, and I'm not going
to... Muppets?
For a 10-minute wait, it's not probably even worth the fast passes. You can just walk on. I mean, I got to do it, but it's just that thing of... Like there, maybe because there's just less people. Once the Galaxy's Edge opens, it will probably shoot up. But I think as a whole, it's also a good, easy way of integrating with new shows, bringing them in. It just seems to be sometimes a little bit too slow to get them off the bat.
Yeah, that's true. And one thing I love about the meet and greets is that in Animal Kingdom, next month, we're going to be starting Donald's Dinosaur Bash, which is basically cross-promotion for DuckTales, because we're going to have Scrooge McDuck with a new outfit based on a new show, and there's also going to be bringing back Launchpad McQuack. That's a rare character, so it's a good chance for people to finally meet Launchpad after 20 years.
Yeah, I must admit, me and my wife were talking about this the other day, because she's like, Donald's like her favorite character, and she was like, we've never actually met him. And I said, well, mate, it's like, I mean, the cue to this thing's going to be insane. But I'm actually probably a little bit more, being a DuckTales fan as a kid, like Scrooge McDuck will actually be like, it's that kind of thing. It's like also being an adult and feeling a bit goofy while taking those photographs and stuff. But it's just a fun thing, but also in some ways, it's quite a cheap thing for Disney to put on.
Yes, and especially since the parks have different rules when it comes to meet and greets. Like here in the States, it's all lines. And Disneyland sometimes do meet and greets outside with characters just wandering around, like Alice, Mad Hatter, Captain Hook are known for wandering around. But in Paris, in Japan, the characters are free roaming with barely any lines. You just go up to them and take a picture with them. They'll bring out like 10, 15 characters at once.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I did it with Stitch, was literally just in the thing. And I just remember as a kid seeing the characters, but never really ever kind of going and doing it. But I'm hoping, you know, maybe on this next trip, I will kind of try and get a few ones, especially now we've got the photo pass. And that's the other good thing as well, you're getting some good photographs.
Yeah, for me, meet and greets are the biggest reason I go to Disney parks, because I love the Disney characters. Mm. Especially on Disney cruises, because you can meet them just literally when you're walking around, or the lines are barely short if you show up 5 minutes in advance.
I suppose as well as in that situation where you've got a lot of, you maybe got that little bit longer to do it, especially on the sea days where they're going to be out a bit longer, and no one's in that kind of queue zone, are they?
For the really popular characters, like the Marvel characters, like they're going to have Iron Man, Black Panther, and Spider-Man, and Frozen, which is Olaf, Anna, and Elsa, and there's the Princess line, which is four princesses. It varies per ship, so it's usually Aurora, Belle, Snow White, and usually it's like Rapunzel or Ariel, you're going to need a ticket booked before your cruise to get in those lines because those fill up quick.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of I think that's the only thing of, for me personally, if I like seeing them on like shows and on parades, you know, if I see a parade with all the characters all dressed up and they're walking around and, I mean, we've had it, you know, we get high fives off Chippendale or, we got a kiss from Louie. Or, you know, things that, and they are interacting with you where Grumpy pointed to me because I have a Grumpy t-shirt on. You know, that kind of interaction that you're getting, but it's all on a big show and a big set. I love that part of it. But it's always been this thing of, like, meet and greet always felt a little bit, in some ways, like that was just for the small kids.
Yeah, for me, I try to do meet and greets special for them too. Like, I would bring, like, Disney Infinity figures or I'd be drawing a sketch of them while I was in line and I'd show them. And it really makes for great videos on YouTube when you see this unique, one-of-a-kind meet and greet with a princess and she comments on your shirt or she comments on the action figure and the drawings and she shows them around everyone. I've been getting a lot of good reception for doing these kind of videos on my YouTube channel.
Yeah. I think it's just that thing of just like, I think it's a change in attitude towards it. Maybe, you know, if you're a bit younger or something like that, it's become the norm.
True.
And I think that's, again, this is that kind of difference in it. But no, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, like you said, you know, we've got that Fan Days that's coming over to Disneyland Paris in June. It's a special event, lots of things. It's a little bit pricey, but for me, I instantly took one look at it and go, well, it's all just meet and greets. I wouldn't be what I would be to pay extra for because I'm not that kind of, I've not caught that bug of needing to have my photo, you know, like, I mean, you know, going off and getting photographs of celebrities and things at conventions. I don't quite get that.
Yeah, especially since Fan Days are going to have unique characters just for them. Like, Disney Paris has been known to having exclusive characters like March Hare, and there's the Burrito from the Free Caballeros, and they have the entire Big Hero 6 team there.
Yeah,
has meet and greets.
I think as well, especially when it was part of, it was, again, a little bit like with the Japanese company, it was a separate company, and therefore they might have done things a little bit different, but also different characters relate differently in, you know, different regions of, you know, those movies could be more popular in France and things like that.
In Europe, it's Donald Duck that's popular, not Mickey Mouse. Like, you take a look at the comic books in Europe, it's all Donald Duck focused.
Mm. Well, he's just a better character. it's just that thing of how he's presented. And also, it's that thing, I don't know, like necessarily like with like Europe. Maybe because Donald Duck doesn't actually talk English when he's in the cartoons, everyone in Europe can relate to him because he's not speaking anything, whereas Mickey Mouse is talking English, so therefore instantly, you know, unless it's obviously dubbed in French or whatever, but Donald's a lot more internationally friendly.
Well, in the comic books, he talked normally.
Yeah.
And in Europe, they got the actual actor Clarence Nash to do the alphabetic phonetic language. So they would sample different sounds that he'd make and make it into different languages through that way. But I feel that Donald Duck is popular over there because in Europe, superheroes are not really favored there. It's mostly all comedies or it's all like animal comics like, say, Smurfs or Asterix, Tintin. Those kind of comics are more popular in Europe compared to, like, Spider-Man or Batman.
Yeah, I mean, I think Britain might slide into a different thing because the American, you know, we're much more in tune with that. And also, the Marvel comics are in English as well, so we kind of, there's a slight difference. But then again, you got the French and the German and the Italians and the Spanish, etc. It works a bit differently. And yeah, we've got a lot of different bits and pieces over here. And, I mean, we have an Asterix actual theme park not too far away from Disneyland Paris.
Yeah, those kind of comics never really made it big here in the US. But in Canada, since we talk French, it's gotten a bigger crowd
than in the US. I used to have all the books at school and I read all of those. So, again, I grew up reading Asterix and Obelix. Is it Obelix? I think it's always that thing of you when you're a kid reading the book, you kind of make up your own pronunciation, and no one actually.
it's Obelix.
Yeah. So yeah, I grew up reading those books myself and picking them up from the library and reading all the. So yeah, that again for me, that's like part of my growing up reading comic books was Beano, Dandy, Asterix. You know, those were the kind of the three core ones. A little bit of Disney, but I didn't really grow up with a Disney comic book, so. It's again, it just different cultures and do things differently, but I definitely feel like, you know, these meet and greets are becoming, you know, they are becoming just more popular with, especially with the young, you know, a new generation coming up underneath with the selfies and that whole generation of being, of taking fun photographs and so with celebrities and stuff. It's a very different thing now, and it's just standard.
Yeah, did you know there's an Instagram page just for Disney ducks, like actual ducks at Disney World?
It doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
But yeah, honestly, just to get back into meet and greets, I personally like meet and greets on Disney cruises better than at the Disney parks, because you feel like you have more time with the characters compared to the parks. Like the parks, the lines are so big, so it'll be rush you. Like they usually just meet like a minute or two, but when you're on a cruise, the lines are really shorter, so you get more time with the characters. Like you can easily have Mickey for 5 minutes.
There. I will say there is one cool thing of a couple of the trips I had to Disneyland Paris where we were at the resorts, just the like the Santa Fe and the Cheyenne, and a Goofy turned up and was in the lobby taking photographs with people. That was quite fun because you were, it wasn't really expected. There wasn't really a long line. Again, didn't queue up, took some photographs of him, but that was kind of quite cool because it was quite a small little area and he just walked in and was doing it. There was no massive queues, and that was kind of one of the cool things as well.
Yeah, do you know what they call Goofy in French?
No.
Dingo.
Dingo.
Well, it's like Dango, yeah. But it's written Dingo, so that's just a weird fact.
Yeah, it's always that weird thing for me with when I go to Paris, because all the rides and all the areas are all in French, and obviously as you'd expect, but in my head, because I was a kid that went to Walt Disney World more, I still revert to like Disney World, but you know, them rather than their like the French names. But obviously, it's very dual language there anyway. But
yeah, especially in the shows, because they have certain characters talk French and certain characters talking English.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that kind of thing. If there is a story going on, you don't really know what it is because everything's just jumping around. But it all kind of adds to it, and it's the same thing. I think like I was saying. Especially, like in Europe, to have a meet and greet with Mickey talking, that's a lot harder because you got the different languages.
Because we have to record all the dialogues with the French voice actor or with the Spanish voice actor. It's really crazy. Like I get why we don't do it in international parks.
Mm. But also, even at Walt Disney World and Disneyland, you're getting a lot of international tourists. So if you get someone coming up speaking a different language, you know, what do they do? Do they flip the switch and then confuse the rest of the people in the back because the other kids are going, you know, well, why is Mickey now suddenly speaking French or Spanish?
Yeah, that's kind of a downfall of the whole talking character program. Mm.
Yes, so I can't help but wonder if there's probably one of the major reasons for it. But we'd love to know what you guys think of meet and greets. Do you like doing them? Do you not? What do you guys think? We'd love to know your thoughts. Comment below. Get in touch with us in the usual ways. You can check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Subscribe, like, follow, etc., etc. And Matt, where can they find you?
They can find me on My Philip Law on YouTube, where I do travel vlogs based on my trips to Disney parks or Disney cruises, or they can find me on Lego Matt, where I'm currently doing a playthrough of Kingdom Hearts.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
See ya.